I'd like to start by giving my personal thanks to Sir Martin on two particular points. Firstly, for those who will be going on the trip, I had produced a booklet for it, which I thought Sir Martin would take a cursory glance at, but instead he is actually editing it line by line, word by word, and has put a tremendous amount of effort into it, far above and beyond the call of duty at a time where he has far better things and more important things to do, and I think that's part of his commitment to the shul and to the trip, so I'd like to thank him for that. I would also like to thank him for the fact that he's not coming on the trip. Because were he to come on the trip, despite the fact that I have been 35 times, I wouldn't say anything. And therefore, my gratitude for you on that score. And in a way, there is no better way to introduce Sir Martin than by saying that. That when confronted by being in the presence of all other historical inputs simply falls by the wayside, there's really nothing further to say. Yet, given the fact that I'm a rabbi and I've been given the pulpit, doesn't matter who's here, once you're up here, you know, it's yours for the evening. So I'm going to be speaking till about 11:30. There'll be refreshments afterwards. I've been given 6 minutes, so I will only use those six. I would just briefly like to touch on 3 points. The first one being the trip itself, which I feel is important nowadays when survivors, and not only the people, but the physical evidence and the buildings are fast fading. Much of what you see in Eastern Europe is made out of wood and is falling apart. And the survivors are aging, and we are the last generation that will hear from them directly, and as such, there is an obligation to pass this on to the next generation, and that makes the importance of a trip more manifold in our day. Secondly, tonight is the anniversary of Kristallnacht, and often when I take students or teenagers to Poland, I ask them when the war started, and those at least that are studying history, often point to 1st of September, or the 3rd of September 1939, and I mention to them the fact that for the Jews, the restrictions started far earlier. They date back to 1933. The restrictions to life, to travel, to education, to leisure. And therefore, when dealing with the Holocaust, we really need to have a broader perspective than simply to see those 6 years of warfare as one traditionally tends to do. In fact, often, just after arriving in Poland at our first stop, I will mention that we have actually achieved the most remarkable part of the trip, because we got through passport control. A feat which, 70 years ago, would have been fraught with angst, whether a person was travelling with their own documents or forged documents, simply having these examined was something that would fill a person with fear. And we take it for granted. There is, thank God, a laissez-faire attitude in the democracies in which we live, and we have to be grateful for that when we consider what took place back in the 30s and early 40s. Finally, there is somewhat of a sense of irony to the fact that this date is now also the date of German reunification. Who says that God doesn't have a sense of humour? And in fact, were we to ask the average German, or perhaps even the average European, what the 9th of November means to them, they would undoubtedly point to the fall of the Berlin Wall. It is much televised, it is an event which is much written about, much discussed, and that is likely to be the memory of the 9th of November. And therefore, for us coming here this evening, part of our mission is the memory, the preservation of memory, and the taking of that memory forward to make a practical outcome to that which the world and the Jew endured only a number of decades earlier. To preserve memory, we are fortunate to have tonight the Right Honourable Sir Martin Gilbert. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Sir Martin Gilbert.